We'll delve deeper into that side of what's happened today with Rhys Conker becoming a docker, but we'll park it for the moment, Terry, because we now have made contact with Steve Rossich, the Fremantle Footy Club Chief Executive Officer, and more importantly for our perspective today, Acting List Manager for at least a few more days before Peter Bell fully gets his head around the new roles he's got at that footy club. So, Steve, thanks for your time today on NAB Trade Radio.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
You're going to be a busy club and a busy man. Things are starting to take shape. Terry Wallace has just taken us through the benefits of Rhys Conker, and we'll touch on him in a moment. But do you have an update for us today, please, on the meeting you had yesterday with Melbourne's gun, Jesse Hogan? He had a tour of the facilities there. You were captured yourself in the footage of what went on there. How did that go, and what can you tell us about that pursuit, if you can, today, please?
Well, firstly, guys, we're just on Rhys. Firstly, because it shouldn't go without comment, really pleased to secure Rhys and what ended up being the first trade of the 2018 period. And fine young man, as you probably know, 26 years of age, some good footy ahead of him. He'll really add to us in a midfield sense and leadership sense and also an off-field sense. So really happy to lure Rhys back. And with respect to, you mentioned Jesse, yeah, probably weren't aware there was going to be cameras capturing that process. We've done a pretty good job, I think, throughout the season and post the season of doing due diligence on various players that are looking to possibly come to our footy club. And in most cases, that includes a tour of the facility. So cameras obviously caught that one yesterday. But he's one of many that we're looking at. And for obvious reasons, he's one of them.
We spoke with Josh Marnie, Steve, on Tuesday on the late trade, myself and Terry Wallace, and he was really open about the possibilities around everything that they're doing, inclusive of Jesse Hogan going to your club, but would then open the door for Melbourne to transact with the Gold Coast Suns over Stephen May. You've been around a long time. You know the way these things work. How excited, how confident are you of landing Jesse Hogan?
Well, firstly, we're going to make the call. He needs to make a call, firstly, on whether he's interested in coming to Fremantle. We're doing a stack of work, to look at, is Jesse someone that we think we want to add to our footy club? And secondly, what does it mean, that transaction mean? And does it make sense? And then if all those things are ticked, then you have a conversation with Melbourne. So we're not there yet. We're not close to having a conversation with Melbourne just yet.
Have you asked Jesse to work to a time frame in order for you to get your head around everything that then needs to follow?
Look, no, we don't think that's required. This trade period, officially for non-free agents doesn't start till Monday. So there's a bit of time before it even starts, and then there's a bit of transaction time that follows. So we don't think we're under huge time pressure, but we're trying to do the work. And ideally, we'll make a call on whether he's a fit for us and us for him by sort of early next week.
Okay. One more from me, Steve, on Jesse before Terry takes over. The pick as it stands on the draft order is Fremantle with number 5. That'll be pushed down at least till number 6 with the Tom Lynch compensation going to Gold Coast. But would you be using that pick on Jesse Hogan?
Well, I think, that's a valuable pick. When you talk to our recruiting team led by David Walls, they're pretty excited about the top end of the draft. So it's either going to be valuable to us in adding to what we're trying to do here and bringing in, really good young talent, or it's going to be useful in a trade. So we're a couple of steps away from really weighing that up, Damien. So that's the sort of consideration, we're going through at the moment and looking at a number of players. So, the worst case, not even a worst case, a great situation, because we're either going to get a great young man through the national draft or it's going to be suitable to trade bait.
Steve, in your own list management assessments, is your key position forward stock strong enough at the moment, or would you actually really like to add to them?
Well, I think we would, Terry. That's ideal, and you've got to add to it with the right people, both on and off the footy field. We think we've got some emerging talent, the likes of Brennan Cox, who won a NAB Rising Star award this year as a 19-year-old second-year player, kicking four goals, and he continues to grow and develop. Matt Tabernard showed at the start of the season and at the end of the season. Unfortunately, we missed him for a long period with a foot injury. What he does for our structure and how he straightens us up. But we think we should be able to, we want to add to that, because, you know, if you've got the other sort of more mobile forwards and McCarthy around and the smalls, we think we'd like to add some, either someone through the draft or someone through the trade period that can assist in that area.
Obviously, the club has been linked with Rory Lobb as well. So, I mean, from the glut of recent years of not being able to secure up a key position forward, all of a sudden there's the potential maybe that there's two that could potentially be linked to your footy club. How do you sit there with preference with either, or would you try to fit both in the perfect world? How would that actually play out?
Well, the two players you're mentioning, Jesse and Rory, young West Australians, Rory's, I think, in the order of 25, Jesse 23. So they fit a profile for us. And, we're doing the work on them and with them at the moment to see if there's possibility here for us and for them. And if all that transpired that it was, and, you know, it was appropriate to engage with their clubs and then get deals done, there's no doubt that has the potential to add a lot to our footy club. So that's the sort of work that's being done at the moment, and hopefully we'll see how it plays out over the next couple of weeks.
So potentially with a bit of juggling, I mean, obviously you've got players to go out as well, and we'll speak about that a little bit more in a second, but are you in a situation where you would try to juggle the books as much as possible to get both in?
Oh, that's a possibility. And, you've just talked about two players. There are other players that we're considering as well from other footy clubs. So, we are in a zone where we want to add players from other footy clubs to help with what we've done over the last two drafts. We've brought in, 22 new players. The vast majority of those are 18 to 19-year-olds. We've got a significant portion of our list that is under 20, and we think it's a great opportunity, if it's appropriate, to add some players in that 23 to 26 age bracket. Obviously, one's come in today in Reece Conker, which we're really pleased with, and potentially there's some more.
Steve, have you conceded that Lachie Neale won't be part of your mix next year?
Certainly not. We've been very consistent through the external conversation on Lachie, and he's a fine young man, 25 years of age, resilient player, great player, second in the Doig Medal last year, winner the year before, and he'll be right up there in contention with that individual award again this year, and rightly so. He's a very good player, and one we'd be very happy to continue on post-2019. He's contracted for next year, and we remain positive he'll be at our footy club, not just next year, but beyond that.
Okay, so look, again, if he was to go, you'd be getting a high-end pick back from the Brisbane Lions, which would obviously make life easier for you on the other two players we've spoken about, Jesse Hogan and Rory Lobb. But are you saying here today that somehow, as unusual and as unlikely as it may sound, that you might have a scenario where you could get Hogan and Lobb in and also keep Neale? Is that what you're saying here today, Steve?
Well, what I can say, our first preference in all those scenarios you've just painted is to retain Lachie. And we're clearly in a good position to do that, because he's already contracted for next year and he's someone that we want to retain. So that's our starting point.
The industry feels he's gone, Steve, to Brisbane.
Okay, well, that's fine. we know, I can only reiterate it again. He's a fine young man. We value him, respect him. He's contracted, and that's where we sit with it.
Would you be demanding Brisbane's first pick if they were to go down that path?
Look, I don't normally go down the path of discussing those things, and probably I should follow that in this instance. But if, for example, Brisbane saw fit to offer that pick, we wouldn't be accepting of it.
You wouldn't accept their pick four?
No, because our position is we want to retain Lachie.
Okay. All right, well, there's a bit to play out there, isn't there? So you've got to juggle a few things along the way. Just a couple of other names, Steve, before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time today. You touched on Reece Conker off the top, and expanded on his qualities. Sean Darcy, I know he's contracted, but he is a Victorian. Will clubs come knocking for him?
Look, I'm not sure, but pretty similar answer with Sean in a different circumstance to Lockie, but Sean, we're delighted to get in the draft 2 years ago. He's played some senior football in the ruck at his age is quite unusual and has got many qualities that we like, both on and off the football field. So Sean's contracted already for another 2 years, and he's someone we'll look to explore with his management to even add to that reasonably soon. So we're very much in player acquisition mode and also in retention mode. So we're not looking at trading players out at this point in time.
Steve, we touched on Rory Lobb, but I didn't really ask you how far advanced you are with discussions with Rory and you know, what's your gut feeling on what's likely to happen with Rory going into season 2019?
Well, he's a contracted GWS player, so there's a bit to play out there. He's doing his own due diligence, looking at, you know, a potential move to WA. We've put our best foot forward on that. We've done the work on Rory to see if he can fit with our footy club. So once we get an indication from Rory that, you know, if he would like to join our football club, then the next step would be to sit down with GWS and see if something could be worked out. And we'd like to get to that position. If not, then there's potential to do it again next year.
How difficult is it dealing with, you know, blokes who've got 1 year of a contract left, but having such a strong stance on your player who's got 1 year of a contract left?
Well, that's why you can't assume anything, Terry, and it's a good question. I think it's the evolution of the competition. It's certainly happening in society that people like to consider their options, and I don't have a problem with players doing that, as long as it's done in the right manner, and I think it's, in most instances, that's absolutely the case. So you just step through it, and the reality is, if you've got a contracted player that's us or another club, you only do a transaction if it makes sense for both parties, and I think that sits well with most people and most clubs in the competition.
Another player who's got a year to run of a contract, gone public today with his desire to head back to your town, Tim Kelly. It's indicated to us, Steve, that it's West Coast Eagles that he'd starting point with those discussions. Will you attempt to maybe get involved in the future of Tim Kelly?
Look, Tim's clearly made a big impact in the AFL in his first season, and that's not surprising from what we saw the year before with his form as it grew at South Fremantle. And he's to be congratulated on the season he's had at Geelong. We've been in contact regularly with his manager, Anthony van der Willen. You know, we have been told that he is keen to return to WA, that, you know, his first preference is West Coast. But again, you're negligent if you don't explore all these possibilities. And we have had some preliminary conversations with Geelong, and we'll see what transpires with that over the next week or two as well.
Sure. One more back on Lockie Neal. If pick four, as it stands, on Brisbane's draft order wouldn't get it done, what else would need to be added to that if you were to transact?
It's a good question, but it's a tricky hypothetical question, Damien, because, as I said off the top, our first, second and third preference is to retain Lockie. So it's not something that we're giving a lot of thought to at this point in time. And that's fine because, you know, he's a contracted player. So it's not something where we're likely to give too much thought to in a proactive sense.
Fair enough. Steve, appreciate your time today. You're going to be really active. There's big names at your footy club. There's big names you're trying to get into your footy club. And the feeling that we get from this side of the country is that you're going to be transacting and transacting heavily, and you've got a fair bit of juggling to do, but the good clubs and the good people get the deals done, and that's where you'll be setting out over the next couple of weeks. But thanks for your time today on NAB Trade Radio.
Cheers, gents.